You don't even know break. Look, check this out. Here we go.
There's a lot of options. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I'm gonna throw something at you.
I
was gonna get up
and find the room. But I wish I could high. Too. My room is still messed up. And I know
why, man. Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because it got high. And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 46. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you on this 420? Did you enjoy the intro music there?
Like I said, I've seen him live a couple times.
Oh, you've seen Afro Man live?
Yes.
Oh,
Who did you think I was talking about?
I wouldn't
mind getting high again if I could in my state.
Yeah, I know.
Just for today.
just for 420. Well, you can still get high, but you risk going to prison forever.
You could definitely smell it at his concerts.
Yeah. Oh,
but honestly, you can smell it almost every concert.
I was gonna say every concert I've ever been to, you could smell weed, man. Interesting stuff about weed. We didn't get a chance to talk about it before the show, guys, but I got something on that a little bit later on in the show on this 420 edition. But, gentlemen, how has your week been?
Groan. My week is...
I dealt with a bunch of bullshit yesterday at work involving the machine that needs to get replaced.
Oh, that same machine. It's like Eric versus the machine every time. Well, what about you, Brake? How was your week?
Apparently he's losing, too. Like, is this machine Skynet or some shit?
Exactly.
No, it's from 1987, and it has parts from 1985 in it.
Yeah. Freak Five's in chat.
And they just didn't bother replacing it at all at any point.
That sucks, man. Freak Five's in chat. He said...
15 years I've worked there.
I know. That's weird, man. He said I was going to record the show, but I got high. You got high in Iowa? I didn't.
Port button because you were too stoned.
Exactly. No, everything's on full cylinders today. It's been good. It's been a good day.
Mad Bunny's here.
Yeah.
let me try this. Every time that Frank isn't on, it's because he got high.
He was going to
record the show, but Frank got high. He was going to find his mic. But Frank got high. Listeners get the best episode ever. And we know why. Because Frank got high. Frank got high.
Yeah.
Frank got high.
Hey, Bridget just brought me this little Ash Funko Pop deal that I got the other day when I got the... Because they had like a... When I got... You guys remember I got the 8-bit Jason one? And then it was like a buy two, get one free. So I got like Jason, Freddy, 8-bit. And then I got as the free one, this Ash one. We'll be talking about that later too, Ash versus Evil Dead, later on. Some sad news. But nonetheless, let's get started with the news, Eric. Let's get this 420 show on the road.
You just want to hurry up so you can get some more stone.
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
anyways, this is from RPG site, and Valkyria Chronicles is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Oh,
sometime in Japan this fall, but probably early 2019 in the States.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes with all the DLC, so just like the remastered version for PlayStation 4. But the remastered version is not on PC. That's actually based off the original PS3 version. Hmm. But it's remastered enough that it doesn't matter. Although, for whatever reason, I think the game just does not look as good as the mastering process that the PS4 went through. Maybe in the future the PC version can get some of the assets from that version in here. That would change the requirements, but I would be an option that I wish people could have. Although I think modders might have already done that.
Freak 5 says, tell Bridget to lean over into the camera. I still don't believe she's real. She just did.
I'm not done yet here. Yeah. Unfortunately, the Valkyria Chronicles 4, as a result, has been delayed to the fall. Instead of the scheduled summer release.
All right. All right, is that it on that Valkyria Chronicles story, Eric?
Yeah.
She did. You missed it. Sorry, Freak Five. You snooze, you lose, I guess. I don't know. Breakman, next.
Oh, wait, there's one more thing. Oh, go ahead. If you pre-order the game for $4, you'll get a discount on Valkyria Chronicles for, like, says it'll only cost you 500 yen, apparently.
Yeah. All right, next story, Break.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. What? Aaron Ye?
Yeah, you did it. You got it.
So. A Zelda-like adventure of witches, dungeons, and monster girls. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It looks good.
And they're a Valkyrie from Norwegian mythology.
Yeah.
Aaron is seeking a witch's treasure and has followed her trail of Azuliris? Jesus Christ. Where did they come up with this shit? A town overtaken by the Shy Girls. These Red Riding Hood-like creatures are just the start of her monster girl troubles in the Zelda-like Aaron Ye.
Yeah. It looks good. It's like it says, like a Zelda.
The demo is currently available on Steam.
Yeah, I thought it was Aranya. That sounds more like
Aranya. What
Norwegian mythology would, or Norse pronunciation sounds like.
Totally down, dude. I don't know if you saw the video, Break, but man, some of the artwork is pretty impressive. Especially,
I was just looking at the still image, this looks like something Freak would really like.
Or you. I was thinking you might like that too. Mm. So
the gameplay looks like, it looks very Zelda-ish.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm totally down for a game like that. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site. New Sakura Wars game is in
Sakura.
I said it. I said Sakura.
You said Sakura.
Sakura. Oh,
Sakura Wars.
You are so picky. Jesus Christ. Sakura. Actually,
so if it's Sakura Wars, does that mean we go beating people up?
Yeah, exactly. Sack Wars. It and not like, Nutsack Wars. So, there you go.
It's like that movie where people get one day where they're allowed to break the law. This is like that.
It's not even a story.
You get one day to go around stacking people.
Yeah, exactly. You like have to like do that, what is it, the potato sack race in a mini game and shit like that. This isn't even a story. A new Sakura Wars, a Sakura Wars game is in development. Let's move on here. Eric.
Well, a new Sakura thing.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know if it's a game, but it's probably a game.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eric, next story.
I just hope it's not a mobile game.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, next story.
Next story is Sega Ages has been announced, or rather the Sega Ages line, because it's not a collection. Although okay. I can imagine them doing that later once they're all released.
Yeah.
But it's coming for PlayStation 4 and Xbox Ones, or the Sega Genesis classics are, but this is kind of to make up for that. But the Sega Ages is a long series that has releases on multiple consoles, not just the 3DS as of late, but they started life on the Saturn, and they usually like were just retro releases by M2, which are really good port emulator slash guys.
Mm-hmm.
But over 15 titles, which will be sold separately, but or at least initially. they'll like I said, they'll probably do a collection at a later point. Yeah. Or a series of collections.
Yeah.
But like they did with the 3DS. But the first titles that they've announced so far are Thunder Force 4, Sonic the Hedgehog, Phantasy Star, and there's something else I can't remember whatever.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, Nutsack Wars. Women have been turned into men for a day and are trying to teabag as many people as they can in 24 hours. I like that.
I also forgot to mention, they're looking for people's, I guess they're looking for fan feedback, and if the demand is high enough, they might consider doing Dreamcast and Saturn versions of Sega Ages games.
I would love the Dreamcast ones.
Give me
sure.
Burning Rangers. Give me Shining Force 3 Complete.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Why not? All right. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, NIS America to release Metal Max Xeno in the West this fall for PlayStation 4.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here, in usual NISA fashion, a limited edition is available on the Niche Publishers website for $59.99, which includes Metal Maxino for PS4 and Iron Base Pen. Damn it, I thought you guys quit with the pens. That was 2017, damn it. An original soundtrack disc, just one disc, so it's just a sampler then, basically. Mm-hmm. Official art book and collector's box.
It doesn't look like a very attractive collector's edition at all, and the game doesn't look great.
At least it's not a $100 one. Like,
yeah, it's not expensive, though.
Yeah.
Which means that this game's probably going to be $40 for the standard edition.
Yeah, I'll just get the standard. You can keep the rest of that shit, you know?
About the game.
Yep.
The humanity is on the brink of extinction. Half a century ago, a mother computer known as NOA, apparently the one at Eric's work, became sentient and almost destroyed humankind. NOA's destructive reach has even reduced Asia's largest metropolis, Tokyo.
Tend of spelled America's evil, here.
T-O-K-I-O, to rubble. Explored this desolate wasteland as Talus, a casualty in this conflict. Doesn't casualty mean, like, he should be dead.
Yeah.
As he searched for allies and hope in a vengeance charged way against machines. Okay.
Yeah. And it's got some cool features, I guess.
Well, I guess he's a casualty because, like, he might be damaged good because I think he's part of his body got destroyed, so now he's got cyber parts.
Okay, that would qualify then. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He probably I think he also pretty much died and they revived him.
Why, like, at the end of this trailer, like, I look at the next boxes, like, for the news stories on YouTube, and they have one of Michael Cohen, one of Ted Cruz, one... What is their algorithms doing here? Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Freak is currently downloading the demo of Aaron Yeh right now.
Oh, sweet.
Like, that's what happens with our listeners, guys. See, you guys should promote us and stuff.
Yeah.
Can I take a minute just to complain about all the buffoonery that the CEO of NISA seems to be going through nowadays?
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
First we got the bad localization of East 8, and then we've got how the East 8 PC port is kind of crap, and how it took so long to even get to Steam in the first place.
Yeah.
But and him basically dissing Sony and Sony getting angry about them and him having to apologize for that. So like, I think NIS parent company needs to like can this guy and get a new CEO.
I think this is an appropriate comment right now. Bridget says, "Oh my gosh, one day Chachungas, the next testicles." So I don't know what that means.
The next testicles edition of a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
Chachungas.
Oh, Chachungas, she said. Not she spelled it Chachungas, but...
Chungus. Yeah. Jim Sterling says Chungus.
Yeah. All right, the next story comes to us from Gamatsu. This is cool. Shenmue 1 and 2 announced for PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Sadly, no Switch version.
Yeah, I know. Sadly, no Switch. It would lend...
This is the type of game I'd like to play on the computer.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be a great game for the Switch, but maybe we'll get a port
later.
Well,
if it sells well, maybe it'll come to the Switch.
Yep. And speaking of selling well...
Which is weird because Shenmue 3 is not going to be available on the Xbox One initially, at least.
I'm sure it will. This is kind of if you read the TV.
Well, it's probably like a PlayStation limited exclusive, time exclusive.
Yeah. Maybe
I think I'd rather play that one on the PlayStation, anyways. But it's only going to sell for
PS4 and PC for now.
Yeah, it's only going to sell for $29.99, so that's cool. Let's see.
And you could play in Japanese, so you don't have to listen to "Hey, Mister, wanna play soccer?" Can I look for sailors?
No, see, I want that version, man.
for what would you say is $29.99, you could be as bored to tears as I was when I first played the fish.
Oh my god, it's not
the gameplay's controls so that you can play the forklift mini game and actually know what the fuck you're doing instead of acting like a drunk retard.
Yeah, exactly. Breakman, how dare you be
maybe that would have helped if there was some direction. There was mostly like walking around looking at stuff and not doing much of anything.
Yeah,
like,
but
it was
it's
by
a
retard,
good
I
game.
Mean like an exact definition of being mentally retentive.
Yeah, exactly. This I don't know. I really enjoyed Shenmue. It's not
and the controls sucked.
How dare you? The controls did not suck. How dare
Shenmue
you?
Shenmue does suck. Just play Yakuza instead.
How dare you? How dare
I had to
you
take
both.
That quick shot.
I will play just because I want to see the story to its conclusion.
Yeah, how dare you both? You both are exiled. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Class of Heroes Anniversary Edition announced for Switch. There you go. There's something that you could play on the Switch, Eric. There's an overview with a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
So you like have to go to school to become a hero? Is that the plot of this?
10 races, 2 genders, 3 alignments, and 15 majors. There are over 500 character possibilities available. 75 maps packed with puzzles, traps, and treasure for over 80 hours of dungeon crawling adventure. Robust alchemy system with over 400 recipes that allow you to create and customize new items and equipment. So that
I hope it has all the advancements the other Class of Heroes games received, because otherwise there's no point in playing the first game over again.
Yeah.
Because the first game's extremely bare bones, difficult, and the sequels are better than that in pretty much every way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds pretty robust. If the price point's better, then you know,
I'm still waiting for Class of Heroes 3 and 4, Vic. Yeah. Where are those?
Yeah. All right.
I think he got sidetracked by Summon Knight 5 and 6.
Probably.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah, exactly. Squirrel. Anyways. All right, yeah. Break. Next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Yuppie Psycho. I'm interested. announced for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Well, you went all the way to like... Wait a minute.
No, he's got it right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Break.
I have to go back to it. I flipped over to the other. Like, what? Did I miss it? Okay, over a year ago, developer Baroque Decay, makers of indie darling The Count Lucanor, and VA11, Hall A composer Michael Garode Kelly. Except for his name, I don't know what the hell I just said. Announced along with publisher another indie.
In fairness, Break, you never
another
know
indie is a strange name.
I like it. That they're working on a new survival horror game titled Yuppie Psycho.
It's kind of like the analog to that game company. It's like, damn it, that's taken. We got to call ourselves another indie.
What? You guys got anything? It's like a board meeting. Like, God, I'm so stumped. What else is there? All the other ones have been stolen.
Fuck me in the ass has already been taken, so.
Yes.
Fuck me.
Is there any more? Is there another indie name we can come up with? Copyrighted now!
Yeah, exactly. It looks interesting.
So anyway, run down with the game. First day at the new job. What a nightmare! Yeah, well, join Brian Pasternak, a young man with no future in a dystopian 90s society, on his first day at one of the world's largest companies, CentriCorp. Uncertain, unprepared, and massively unqualified, will Pasternak have what it takes to shine in CentriCorp's hierarchy? It all depends on how he performs on his first assignment and whether he survives it. I've definitely worked for jobs where people not qualified were in those positions.
Like every job I've ever worked.
Gotta
fake
it to make it the game then.
Yeah.
Usually that was happening in like retail jobs, though. Yeah. In corporate America, I have not come across that problem that much. Mm-hmm. During his unconventional employee orientation, Pasternak discovers what his new job really entails. Hunting a quote-unquote witch whose powers made the success of the corporation possible in the first place, but who now seems to have returned to torment its employees. Brian will meet all kinds of odd characters, escape from terrible creatures, and unravel the hidden secrets of CentriCorp's dark past.
Yeah, it looks
like
interesting.
Terrible job.
Yeah, it looks like...
So Metal Gear Witch Time?
It looks like the title
okay,
is...
Who hasn't had a job they went to that was so terrible they just quit that day and they didn't come back? Who hasn't?
I had one similar. It wasn't one day, but like I think it was
or after like a couple days or something. That's
a lot
fun.
Of people who quit at the job I've been at, but to be honest, they were probably people who didn't have a strong work ethic to begin with.
Yeah.
I've quit a job before, like on a day one because it wasn't what I was told it was, and then I quit another one after a few days because I realized that me and that job had no future.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that there's a Switch title, too.
Yeah. No, that's interesting, Break. The closest was like that I've ever been to that was like a few months. I usually stick where I'm at, but I had kind of the same scenario. It was like a quality assurance job for Sprint, which, yeah, you know, meant that you sat at a desk for 8 hours just doing the same repetitive shit.
I really wish I'd quit my HHR job right away, because they lied to me initially, because I was told I'd get one position, and then I got there and there was somebody else still in that position. Like, wait a minute, this is what you told me. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, just do this, you know, and then
Actually,
I heard Verizon sucks to work for, too.
I had one that I quit after probably like 2 weeks. It was probably the worst job I ever had, as a supervisor for a Halloween store. Like, the ones that they put up, like, during Halloween, like Party City.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The Party City.
Quit drinking all the blood capsules, you stupid punks.
Yeah, no. No, it was definitely more physically challenging. It sucked. It was a shitty job. But they underpaid me and cheated me out of money, and that's one thing you don't fuck with.
Rubber all day.
Well, I didn't mind that aspect of it, because I like Halloween, I like all the decorations and shit like that, but for sure the pay was not there. I was like given a dollar less than what I was told, and I'm like, and then they cheated me hours, and after that I was like, I'm out later. You know, you start cheating me money and hours, it's like, nah, that's not going to happen. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Binding of Isaac spinoff puzzle RPG, The Legend of Bumbo teaser trailer, due out in 2018 for PC and smartphones. And I'm going to go ahead and play this little teaser, and I have no idea what the hell's going on in it. It looks like if you guys,
that sounds like a Binding of Isaac in.
Yeah, it's got like Paper Mario aesthetics, like that type of aesthetic. I don't know if that was I never played Binding of Isaac.
Poo enemies.
Yeah, poo enemies for sure, and flies and a bunch of other shit. But okay, next story, Eric.
Next story is that Princess Maker 5 is coming to Steam. It says in April, but there's only one full week in April left.
Yeah.
So it's either next week or the start of the week after that.
Yeah. And what is this game about, Eric?
You have to raise a loli to 18. Ah. And there's like multiple endings that you can get based on how you raise them.
It looks like they could have changed the name to Menu, and it would have been apt.
The game's a largely menu-driven game.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's a simulator.
I like menus.
I don't mind.
I admit.
But just
somebody who plays a lot of strategy RPGs, you kind of got to like them. Kind of like menus a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Oregon Trail, only you're racing a princess instead of surviving.
Yeah, I think
you kind of got like stats and numbers and stuff like that. You know, like you kind of got like those just a little bit at least.
Is there dysentery in this game, Eric?
No, but your kid can get sick and then they won't be able to take school lessons, which are important.
Got you. Well,
stupid kids. I'm sorry. What was that?
Exactly. Breakman, you brought up strategy RPGs. I think it's appropriate you read the next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Disgaea 1 Complete coming west this fall. Disgaea 1 Complete, known as Disgaea Refine in Japan, is coming to PlayStation 4 and Switch in North America and Europe in $49.99, and it'll never come to an Xbox system ever for whatever reason.
Why would they? I mean, the market's not there for that type of game.
It might
How
be.
They
here.
Know. They don't, nobody tries.
I know. They don't try over here.
You don't do something just on the hope something will happen.
Well, they do that all the time. When
I was gonna say that's kind of how business works.
Yeah. When you put out any game, you hope that people buy it. And
but you kind of want something of a sure bet first.
For instance, like in the department, it's always based on numbers. Nobody's always buying
the Xbox in Japan. Why would anybody release a game for it?
I would venture to say if they brought Disgaea here to the Xbox.
They can't be exchanged.
Hold on, Eric. I would venture to say Disgaea would do very well on the Xbox here, because that's kind of the crowd that plays strategy RPGs.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's the shooter crowd
here.
That plays
No, Eric, I'm talking about Niche. Like, I could see that game doing pretty well on the Xbox One here, not in Japan. Because, I mean, everybody knows.
I know, but Japan still got this weird idea in their heads that need to make games for Japan first, then maybe
I
do
think
it in the Breakman, other territories.
Breakman, you bring up a good point, man. I think there's definitely a market for this type of game on the Xbox One here in the U.S.
Breaks just looking for excuses not to buy a new console, though.
No, I understand his pain. Like there was a time when I didn't have any consoles, and that really sucked. But I guarantee that a game like this, somebody like Breakman would probably buy it, because it's a good game. And it's definitely a solid strategy RPG, even though it's not my type of thing. But people like Breakman would be, I'm sure, would be happy to play this
and
game.
I couldn't disagree more that Xbox is just a system for shooters, for people who just want guns.
Well,
like,
there's
so many more games.
I agree.
But
I
mean, look
I think that's like
games like Halo Wars 2. That is a strategy game.
Yeah.
But
it's a
full-time
strategy game.
That's what
we're talking about,
strategy demographic games. And that's the biggest reach for them, so they make those type of experiences.
But it is for PlayStation too.
Yeah, I agree. I actually
Call of Duty is just like a major thing. There's nothing we can do about that.
That's
shooters are just the biggest thing.
Yeah, that.
So it's unfair to label it for Xbox when it's the same for PlayStation.
Shooters are
that's
pretty much
also racing games.
Yeah,
games.
Racing games. I think there would be a market, because I always wondered that. Like, people are complaining about exclusives, but what about bringing more games like this type of game to the Xbox? If I was Xbox, I'd be concentrating on niche games that would do well in the United States, because that's the audience that they're definitely catering to. They're not catering to a Japanese audience. I mean, how many RPGs are on, Japanese RPGs are on the Xbox? Not very many that I can think of. I think it's an untapped market, and if they want to make any inroads in Japan and make probably a shit ton of money here in the U.S. or in England.
Are you sure you're just not an Xbox getting paid by Microsoft?
I'm definitely
well,
not
Well, I mean,
an
look,
Xbox.
Look what happens when they do bring, like, RPGs. Like, the rare RPG, like, say, Final Fantasy 13 was a major hit on the Xbox.
Yep.
But there's
benefit of also being part of Final Fantasy.
I mean, that you're true, but I'm just saying that's an RPG, and people, like,
Lost
it's so
Odyssey,
gangbusters.
I don't think sold very well.
Let me ask you this question, Breakman. You don't have a PlayStation, but would you like to get something like, I don't know, let's say the Shin Megami Tensei series on the Xbox?
Busy playing Halo.
Hang on, Eric. Break. Would you be interested in like getting more JRPGs on the Xbox? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, why not? I mean, how long did I play Fallout?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you would be the perfect person to like cater to, like in the U.S. I don't know about Japan. I think it's all Sony in Japan, but I think that there would be some definite gains here in the U.S. with some JRPGs. Dungeon
it's all
Buster.
Nintendo in Japan.
Dungeon says
PS4 doesn't do as well, nearly as well in there.
Yeah. Dungeon says the Final Fantasy series is a huge hit, regardless of platform. Yeah, it sold some numbers on the Xbox.
True.
Practical.
Like I said, Lost Odyssey didn't sell that much, which is why we never got a sequel.
Yeah, I know. I mean, something major like that, I think the budget for that game was way too big, but I could see something like Disgaea being like a good series on the Xbox, if it were to come to pass. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Polo Pocroy. Narcissus Tears and the Fairy's Flute launches May 18th, or just 8th. Sorry,
I don't want to hear
that. What the hell did you just say?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear anything about a Fairy's Flute. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't there a fairy flute in Dragon Quest?
Thanks, Frank.
Pretty sure there was a fairy flute in Dragon Quest 3.
A fairy flute? I don't want to see no fairy flute. Maybe fairy boobs.
The flute made you look for the orbs, so it was a flute. So it was a bat of dick and balls.
Holy shit.
All right, so do we have a date? May 8th, yeah. All right. In Japan.
iOS and Android.
So it's a mobile title. All right, and this
it's
next...
It's just weird that Sega's publishing it, because they're not known for publishing that series.
Yeah. This next article, Eric put in the notes for Breakman. So, Breakman, take it away.
He put it in just for me because I like shooting stuff. Serious Sam 4, Planet Badass teaser trailer. That's pretty funny.
Oh, because I know you like Serious Sam, dummy. Yeah.
How dare you?
The game will be fully revealed at E3 2018, which runs from June 12th to 14th, which... we're going to start seeing some major leaks, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see like a Halo 6 announcement.
Halo 6, I'm expecting another Gears from Microsoft.
Scalebound is back.
oh my god, that would be a great... Dungeon says, put that flute away. Exactly, Break. Or Dungeon, put that flute away, man. Jeez. Nobody wants to see that fairy flute.
I honestly think Sony should just cancel Days Long Gone. Whatever, Long Gone Days or whatever what it's called.
Yeah.
That reminds me, they started doing casting for a Duke Nukem movie.
I know.
And there's going to be a new Doom movie.
Isn't it John Cena's playing Duke Nukem, which I think is a great pick?
I think so, yeah. I was going to say the Doom movie can't be worse than the original.
Yeah. Oh, God. The original movie was so
bad. But then I was thinking, well, The Rock was in it, and he has a point.
The Rock
yeah,
is...
Like, so there is a possibility this actually could be worse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well... If they bring back The Rock, I think he's grown quite a bit. He might be able to carry it a little bit better than that.
Also, they kind of took him, made him a character that ultimately becomes a heel, like in a wrestling match.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We got some homie discounts. There's double discounts for anybody that's a Plus member. So if you're a Plus member, pull out the harmonica, Chaos Freak 5 says. Let's see. Double discounts on the PlayStation Store for Plus members. There's too many to go through, but basically the normal person, if you get 25% off, you would get 50% off if you're a Plus member. So there's some good deals out there. I think I saw Titanfall 2 for like $6, which is a great game, and some others. The one that I keep waiting for a sale, and this is actually a good sale on the Xbox. Friday the 13th is $16. On the Xbox. I want to get it on the PlayStation, though, because I want to play with Freak 5. And seems like more people have it on the PlayStation than on the Xbox. So I'm waiting for a Xbox sale before I get it. I'm sorry, a PlayStation sale before I get it. But there's some good sales to look at. For sure. Any Twitter questions or comments?
I stopped at Toys R Us, and they're up to 40% off, meaning that most everything is still 10% off.
I did hear that there's a billionaire that wants to buy like a ton of the Toys R Us stores, and he actually has a pretty good plan to make them viable again. I don't know if it's going to come to fruition, but that's cool.
Video games are currently 15% off.
Yeah.
Well, so they used to be 10, now they're 15.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not like there's a bunch of games I went to the one I went to. It's like, yeah, there's a bunch of shit here that I don't want.
But, I mean, you can contrast that with, like, the digital, what digital offerings are doing now, like 60, 70, 80% off. Like, seriously, like 15% off. Ugh, I don't know. All right, let's see. No Twitter questions or comments?
So how much longer do they have to go before they close completely?
What's that?
I thought they were going to close in June sometime.
Okay, so at this rate, they won't even get to like 70%.
Yeah. Dungeon says
what I've seen happen with clearance stores is they usually like they start out slow and they kind of whittle things down a little bit, but not that much. And then when they get closer to the date, they kind of drop it. They start dropping the prices, and that's when people like swarm in, and it goes from like looking like a store to a
abandoned warehouse,
a store in the in The Walking Dead.
Dungeon says deal fell through. Toys R Us rejected his bid. It was too low. They said, "I motherfuckers, too low my ass." They should be begging people.
Also, we need to like I don't know. We need to maybe perhaps make a lobby to make a bill that prohibits rewarding the CEOs of a company with bonus cash at ridiculous markups.
Yeah.
When you are closing a series of stores.
Yeah.
Well, they sell off.
They got paid to kill the business.
Yeah.
They sell off a lot of their stock when it starts getting really like closer to the end.
And
they start selling to other companies.
Yeah. The employees.
Yeah. You're right, Brake. There's a whole process for that. And then they get delisted and then people still lose money. Like, you know, I'll never understand that whole
Yeah, like if people get really screwed when companies go out of business. Yeah. Like anybody who had like say a warranty on something, you buy an extended warranty, you're SOL. You know?
Yep, yep. That's happened quite a bit. Media Play was one. What else? CompUSA. I don't know if you guys remember CompUSA.
CompUSA.
At least Toys R Us has a bunch of all sales or final pamphlets stuck everywhere.
Yeah.
Dungeon, so there's no warranties for buying anything at
yeah,
this
Dungeon
point.
Says everything is liquidated to satisfy the debtors, unfortunately. Yeah, it sucks. It's sad, but it's part of the growing or lack of growing U.S. economy nowadays. Like, this is just the start of it, by the way, guys. Like,
it's not only that. Like, Toys R Us had a lot of problems. Like, one thing, they're a specialty store with a huge area, you know what I mean? Like, they had a lot of building. So they had really high costs that they depended on, well, Thanksgiving through December, basically, to make up most of their money. Yeah. And they would lose money throughout the year. But the problem is, like, it's a specialty store, whereas now, like, stores like Target and Walmart and whatever, they sell everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to get people to go to a store that just sells one thing in such a large location.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is they couldn't compete with the Walmarts and Targets of the world. Like a lot of the
as
same
far as, like prices too. Yeah,
yeah pricing.
You could find probably harder to find toys at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But you'd also know you're going to pay more for them.
Yep. Yep. And like Amazon didn't help either. Amazon was a big reason too. But I'm wondering who's going to win ultimately, Amazon or Walmart, because it seems like those are the two that are headed for a big like showdown. You know what I mean? Like it's really coming to that point. I mean what do we got? We got Amazon, we have Walmart, we have Target who's hanging in there sort of, I guess. And a few others, but Best Buy is another one that's kind of hurting. So it's just a matter of time before those two have a huge showdown. I really don't know who's going to come out on top with those two. But all right, let's move on. Breakman, what have you been playing?
See, that's the thing is monopolies are legal, so we can't have anybody like coming out on top.
Well, yeah, you say that, and then there's big time mergers.
I know,
that, like,
I know.
Then we have several monopolies.
I can name you an essential.
Then we have like cable companies, and we have places like that. We have stores online, like Amazon. Yeah. Like definitely, there are monopolies.
Yeah, there are monopolies.
Speaking of net neutrality, isn't about tiered internet or slow lanes or fast lanes. It's about them. If you had a situation where there weren't data caps, there probably are going to be data caps.
Yeah,
and they're going to make you pay more to not have certain things run against that data cap.
Well, it's about that. It's about making as much money as possible.
Yeah, to make a lot of the money.
Yeah. I ran into a data cap. I have Comcast.
It's basically just more deregulation.
Yeah.
Like the GOP loves.
I have Comcast, and I ran into a data cap problem. They sent thing in the mail saying, you know, you went over your data, and if this happens again, you're going to be charged like $10 per, I forget, I think they said 1 terabyte, every terabyte was like $10. And that's, I'm like, really? I didn't sign up for that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, I thought I had unlimited data, but they don't do it that way. They make the rules. So, you know, it's like, it's crazy. But I'm not a big fan of big companies like Comcast. I used to work for that company, and I know how they did things internally and externally, and it is by far probably the worst company out there. You know, I know people talk about EA and stuff like that, but Comcast is a pretty bad company to work for.
I got something in the mail from Spectrum, and they're basically advertising the fact that you can get fiber now, but I think it's mainly for businesses.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Break, what have you been playing?
Oh, I was just looking in chat, and Dungeon Master says it really is, saying, like, childhood memories about Toys R Us. I remember seeing consoles like the Master System, TurboGrafx, and a bunch of others behind glass as if they were Saks Fifth Avenue of toy stores.
They really were.
I've never been to a Saks.
You know what was that way before was KB. KB Toys. Do you remember KB Toys?
They I like KB Toys, but and they had like a much smaller footprint was the term I was looking for. They had a much smaller footprint. That was a lot of Toys R Us's problem with overhead and cost and stuff like that. So they have a huge footprint.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, it didn't help that they were saddled with like money by people who made it that way, so that they can never recover.
Dungeon
the debt that when they had from filing bankruptcy and everything else, just they were $6.6 billion in debt at one point. I think they had it down to $5 billion, but I mean, once you're in debt like that, there's I just don't see how you can recover. Yeah. And DB says he remembers KB Toys.
Yeah. And he said 100,000 people will be losing their jobs for Toys R Us, and that does suck because those people soak up other jobs that you know would normally go to other people too. So it's a huge ramification. It's not just about the toys and nostalgia. You know, the economy
and. And Mrs. Brinkman was yelling in another room, Johnny's Toys. Yeah. There's them. There's Children's Palace. I don't know if you guys remember Children's Palace.
Yep. That's shit. I remember everything, man. I remember
I love
everything.
Children's Palace. That went out of business when I was really young, though. But,
It's like Woolworths.
I only remember KB and Toys R Us.
Yeah. KB. Yeah. All right. So what have you been playing, Break?
Nothing really new. South Park. Phone Destroyer. I really haven't played many console games because I've been watching stuff mostly.
So TV shows. Will you stop playing the game when you finally destroy your own phone?
I think so. They've added Tally into it. Now I'm trying to get Tally. Okay. I'm trying to get a Tau.
There you go. I'm just looking at chat. Freak says he's been playing Friday the 13th, Little Nightmares, and Diablo 3. Diablo 3 is a great game. I did pick up Little Nightmares a while back on sale for like, I think it was like $5. So I'm excited to play that. Then Dungeon says Children's Palace. It had a big castle storefront, I think. It was a huge place. Yeah, yeah. And a little castle inside, you said, Break, yeah. All right, anything else, Break?
I think Toys R Us did kind of the same thing, where they give you, like, a gift every year. Yeah. On your birthday, they send out gifts to kids. Like, you get a little, you get this little key, and you come in the store, and you get to open the little castle, and you go inside, and you get to have one of their little free toys.
Yep.
That was Johnny's Toys? Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was Johnny's Toys? That wasn't... Okay, she says Johnny's Toys. I'm sorry.
All right.
Anyway, it was cool because, you know, as a poor kid, you didn't get a free toy.
I think Toys R Us.
And then you opened it and it was like, oh, this is shit.
Yeah.
This is a crap toy.
Yeah.
The hell, man.
Exactly.
These are the toys we couldn't sell.
It's like getting a Cracker Jack box and, like, getting the toy in that.
Here's a brass doll.
You're like, how many times?
Like a ping pong thing. Or like a paddle ball.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. It's like the Cracker Jack boxes. Used to get, like, solid, good toys. Like, you know, every once in a while they'd put in, like, one of those, Army men that parachuted down or something like that.
Okay,
now,
that must have happened before my time because I only remember like stickers and shit in there.
Yeah, see, now nowadays it's all like you get a sticker. I'm like, fuck this, man. This sucks. It's the only reason I bought Cracker Jack's fucking toys, but
it's like you know, a Zuka Joe bubblegum.
If we lived like another 10 years, we might have gotten toys where they were just fidget spinners.
That would have been cool.
A Zuka Joe bubblegum. Like that bubblegum was mad. I mean, it was hard as shit. Yeah. Like, you have to have it in your mouth to like
but the cartoon,
a little
dude.
Bit before you could chew it. But it came with a little comic. It's like a comic.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And it was cheap as fuck.
Didn't Garbage Pail Kids come with like the same type of gum, like a pack of five?
Oh my god! No, that gum was even worse. Oh, that was the kind of gum they had in like baseball cards and stuff like that. That shit would be like brittle.
Yeah, yeah. Dungeon says I've been playing.
They put too much powder on this thing. I can just eat it.
Yeah. Dungeon says I've been playing Monster Hunter World again because of the Blossom Festival and the new raid. He's laughing at you, and then he says, haha, Frank, those Cracker Jack toys could be crazy good or oh so horrible. I think I got a magnifier one time. Yeah, see, that's what Dungeon remembers it. See, you could get like great toys in the Cracker
or
a Jacks.
Temporary tattoo, so it's free. Yeah, that's what I
a temporary tattoo.
Here's a tattoo of a unicorn because we know you guys love unicorns. Fuck.
Yeah, it couldn't even be
what
a cool.
Do with this?
It wasn't even a cool tattoo like a dragon or something. It was like some stupid. Dumb unicorn or something stupid. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, temporary tattoo. That's awesome, man. That is one of the worst. All right, what are you even playing, Eric?
I play a lot. But actually, I think last week I forgot to mention. I rented Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, did you pass it like I did?
I beat the game, but I'm going to eventually buy it at some point and then try to do all the time attack shit and collect all the fruits and lizards.
Yeah, yeah.
At my own pace at some point in the future.
It's a good game to do that, rent from the Redbox.
And once I finally get a Pro and a 4K TV.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because if you play it on a PlayStation 4, it's just 30 FPS.
It looks really good and it plays excellent at 60 frames per second. Even though
at 30, it's still pretty stable. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
It's a lot better than the PS2 version. I can tell you guys that much for sure. What else have you been playing?
Super janky. I mean, the game's still janky because it's a Team Ico game, but it's less janky.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster's still talking about Cracker Jacks. What else?
I was younger, I would just pick those out, talking about the peanuts in them. I'm amazed I still have my teeth.
Yeah. Connect the dots puzzles.
I finished Detective Pikachu, and I can give a review for that later if you want.
If you want, man. I got a review, too, of something that I've been playing. What else you been playing?
Lots of stuff for review, like let's see, I've played the Swords of Ditto, let's see, Wild Guns Reloaded for the Switch, Jotun Valhalla Edition for the Switch, Death Road to Canada for the PS4, which is like Oregon Trail but more action based. Like there are more sequences where you have to go out and fight zombies to collect supplies.
Yeah. Wyland says he still needs to watch the special features of Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. Yeah, I did check those out. It's good, Wyland.
And I also played Penny Punching Princess. And there's one more game. Phantom Trigger, which is not particularly fun because it could have been a good action like game, but they decided to make the game artificially hard by throwing a bunch of enemies at you, and it's kind of hard to coordinate those enemies so that if they do an attack and you can miss and hit them at the same time, otherwise you tend to die quickly.
Dungeon says not as fun as the folding covers in Mad Magazine that created new pictures. Speaking of that, Dungeon, last time I bought Cracker Jacks, they had this like little like paper, and you folded it up and it was like a picture of George Washington with like facts about George Washington. I'm like, this isn't what I bought this for. I want a fucking bomb-ass toy, like a parachuting army man, or like a magnifying glass like you had or something like that, but whatever. And also he's asking, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking some Mad Tree beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was Freak 5 asking you. Mad Tree. All right.
It's a local brewery.
I also played Mega Dimension Neptunia V2R.
Ah, okay. Cool. Anything else, Eric?
There was one more, but I can't remember what it was. I played so many games this week, it's hard to keep track of all of them in my head.
Looks like it, man. I didn't play much this week, but I did get back to playing some games. I played a little bit of Marvel Puzzle Quest. I was going to play a little more Alien Isolation, but I didn't get a chance to do that because I was playing Journey, which is a great game, which I'll do a review right now. Weiland says, oh, Frank, you see the Halloween poster? I did. And it looks fucking awesome. That mask looks scary. I hope that movie's great. I can't wait. I'm totally down to see Halloween for Halloween. But, yeah, I played Journey. Quick review. Too short, but it's one of those games that kind of like – it's the perfect game in a sense that you don't kill anything. It's got a good story. You're just going from point A to point B pretty much. They don't explain the controls. They don't, they don't really tell you what's going on in the game, really. But you get bits and pieces of the story as you go along. It's a great game. I give it an 8 out of 10. I highly suggest it. I wish it was a lot longer. It's too short. Too short of a game for what it is. I got it in a 3-pack with Flow and Flower. And I was pleasantly surprised. It's a good game, and it's definitely worth what I paid for it. Let's see. He says Michael's missing a left eye in the poster. Yeah, I don't know if he's missing that or if that's just the way that it's kind of they kind of shot that picture, Weiland. But it is interesting. It's a good talking point. I'm wondering if in fact he did. Lose an eye, probably. That's probably a nod to 2, I'm guessing. But there you go.
Yeah, I remember the other game.
If
I played.
LL isn't in it, I don't want to watch it.
If what?
If LL ain't in it, I don't want to watch it.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Which one was that? What is he in?
That was H2O, and that was a good movie. Actually, I liked that quite a bit.
I did like H2O, you know.
Yeah.
I remember the game I was playing.
Cheesy, but I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit. It was a good wrap-up to the story. It was a lot better than Resurrection. Resurrection sucked.
I don't know if cheesy is the best term, but it was kind of like something kind of odd about it, but I liked it.
No, it was good. It was definitely a good Halloween movie. All right, Eric, you got a couple of reviews, so let's hear
it. Yeah, I remember the other game I was playing, though. It was Streets of Red, which is the new console-based edition of Devil's Dare.
Yeah.
And it has it's a beat 'em up that has a whole bunch of video game references, especially in the name. Yeah. If you couldn't tell already. I played as one character that kind of remind the only like the token female character of the game, but they basically are riding in a mech that sort of reminds me of Captain Commando's baby who was riding a mech, but the mech itself is designed like the Magitek armor from Final Fantasy VI, and even has attacks based on those skills.
Yeah,
that Terra had.
Weiland
says, "In
fact,
her name is Terra."
Yeah,
Weiland, but it's not spelled exactly the same.
Yeah, Weiland says, "Well, he did get it poked out by a hanger in the first one. So are they disregarding the second one because he got shot in both eyes in the second at the end?" But all right,
what are
whatever.
You talking about?
Halloween, but whatever. Yeah. All right, what your reviews, Eric? What you got? Let's do them quick fire because we got stuff to get to.
Yeah, I love dogs. oh boy, I got problems with this film.
Really?
Could not enjoy it as much as I wanted to like it.
Wow.
The biggest problem with this movie is that Wes Anderson is the whitest guy, white guy who ever whited guy'd, and he's got this stupid fantastical idea of what Japan is supposed to be, but it just really comes off as just being culturally ignorant and not purposely racist, but still racist.
Yeah.
Because basically it takes place in Japan. It doesn't need – the movie's storyline didn't need to take place in Japan, but he said it there for whatever fucking reason. But it's supposedly 20 years in the future from now, where it's a dystopian future, and Japan in particular, this one town, because it involves a mayor and not like any governmental bodies, but who's actually a fascist and has pretty much brainwashed the populace into hating dogs, which is something his apparent ancestry has done, because his ancestry has basically ruled this town for like aeons, but in a dynastic sort of faction. In fact, they call it the Kobayashi dynasty. It's like all the Japanese characters speak in Japanese, but they're very rarely subtitled. Usually when whatever happens, it's like if there's a teleprompter, it'll be translating the teleprompter into English. There's a narrator doing narration for the Japanese, or there's an interpreter.
Did they eat a lot of hot dogs in this movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you said Kobayashi, I thought.
No. Oh. Anyways, it is a beautiful looking movie in terms of stop motion animation and background drawings, but like, there's this weird congealing of like modern technology and 1950s era Maoist China, which makes the cultural insensitivity even worse. Because like you'll have like there's a scene where Kobayashi's taking a bath and these geishas come in and give him towels, even though that's not what geishas do at all. And he's got sumo bodyguards.
Yeah.
I made a tweet earlier this week that basically described my cringe factor level of this movie, and it is of the 2009 SakuraCon ad that you can watch on YouTube. Go look that up, and if I don't know if you want to play the link on the feed right now, Frank, but you can if you want. But that'll give you a good idea of how I felt in this movie.
Yeah. All right, so what are you giving it?
And there's even a character that's like supposed to be like a fellow scientist to the people who are making this. Because like the whole thing is like this kid went to this island called Trash Island where they went to get rid of these dogs because he was looking for an excuse to kill all these dogs. And
what an asshole.
And basically they have this they've become plague dogs because they've got this dog flu. And snout fever, which is a byproduct of dog flu. But you learn later that it was actually engineered by a team that he made to distribute the virus so he could have an excuse to kill them. But this movie I'm going to give a 4.5.
Wow, that's contrary to what a lot of the critics are saying about that movie. It's ranging about 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's a good perspective. All right.
Now, apparently, Wes Anderson makes a lot of good movies. Like, I never saw Fantastic Mr. Fox, and I never saw Rushmore. So it's like, I wonder what he was on when he made this, because it's not good.
Yeah, how appropriate.
Well, this is 420. So,
yeah, I was going to say, how appropriate. It's 420.
Well, just being high doesn't mean you'll have good ideas.
I didn't. Sometimes I'm saying really you said what was ideas. He on? I was saying yeah. He was on the marijuana. He was on the marijuana. The marijuana.
Yeah, the Mary Jane. All right, what do you got next, Eric?
The Mary Jane.
Which is actually surprisingly decent. It's better than it has any right to be because it's a movie based on a video game license.
And it does have the rock effect.
With the game, which a lot of people seem to be complaining about before they saw the movie because we have to have conservative tendencies when we consume media and not like something because it wasn't like the thing we knew before.
Yeah. Okay. That it was very, 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 very thin on plot.
Who cares? What do we want in a Rampage
movie? Yeah, so make the movie on that.
Giant monsters knock down buildings, eat people, destroy tanks, shit like that. That's the story.
Yep.
So the story for this movie is that there was an experiment done in space by this corporation who wanted to make biological weapons so they could sell it to obviously immoral people so they could make money because they're immoral themselves.
Amazon is evil, confirmed. All right, go ahead, Eric.
Amazon makes super virus that makes giant monsters. They tried to recover the sample for the company, but due to one of the giant monsters wrecking havoc in the space station where they were doing these experiments, it cracks the re-entry pod, and the person in there dies, but the pod survived because they were put in a safety container that was heat-resistant, so it didn't melt on the re-entry. And animals, of course, come into contact with the gas and become giant monsters.
Yeah. Yep, that's cool.
George is one of them, and that's the friend of Dwayne Johnson in this movie. Mm-hmm. He's a giant gorilla, just like the game. But Ralph is the giant wolf who apparently gets bat glider wings at some point. And spiky hedgehog things that he shoots out.
Yeah. Well,
Liz is the giant crocodile who also got like hippo and other things in there.
I only have one question for your review of Rampage, Eric. Was there a lot of destruction? Because that's all I care about in Rampage.
Fuck the disaster movie. Fuck Geostorm and fuck 2012 or whatever that movie was called. This movie is probably better than any of that stuff.
Good. So I need to see it. That would be cool. All right, so what are you giving Rampage, Eric?
I'll give it a 7.5.
7.5? Okay. That's Geostorm.
Wow. Holy shit.
Geostorm was bad. I think, is that the one with Gerard Butler? Geostorm?
Gerard Butler, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. A 7.5? Like, that looks like the kind of movie that is a 5.
Just
from like the previews and stuff like that, it looks I'm just saying that's the way it looks.
By the way, it beat out Tomb Raider for the highest rated video game movie of all time. So it's ranging about 50%. So that's not
Tomb Raider for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Like if you just go in expecting Oscars.
It's a campy monster movie, and that's what you want for Rampage.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what you want. You want campy destruction. That's the perfect. All right, you got one more review.
Detective Pikachu, which is the Telltale-styled adventure game that also has a few nods to Phoenix Wright and how it handles things. Like, I think it's a good teaching tool for children how to – maybe not critically think, but basic thinking skills.
Yeah.
Like maybe, I don't know, maybe that's all critical thinking really is. It doesn't get into the super hard stuff though. Because like the connecting the dot part of the game is actually pretty simple. And it gives you plenty of opportunities to try again until you eventually get it. Like it'll tell you if something's wrong. And then the only thing I wish it could have done better is that when you're at the points when you're when you need to construct your summary so you can actually move on with the plot.
Yeah.
It doesn't let you look at your notes. So you have to look at them beforehand. So that's like the only knock I can give really against it. And the fact that Danny DeVito didn't do the voice of Pikachu. Instead, they've got some voice actor from some animation studio that you usually would find and they're not bad, but like they're not Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
But and I kind of wish that at least a runner up would have been Ryan Reynolds, who's going to be in the live action film next year, or live action / CG, because there's no way they'll have a live action looking Pikachu. That would be scary.
Yeah.
But
have you ever seen those cats that look like Pikachu? It's actually pretty cool.
I think the best thing about Detective Pikachu is less the mystery and more the mystery of why does Detective Pikachu talk like this and act like this and drink coffee.
Yeah. All right. But, so
yeah, that sounds kind of weird. Yeah. Pikachu. Like, I just imagine Pikachu wearing like a Sherlock Holmes hat, sitting back in his chair, drinking coffee.
You know what I think the allure to Pikachu is?
A bottle of rum sitting next to him or something. Exactly. Or what do they prefer? Whiskey,
and
I think,
cigarettes.
Is what the private detectives prefer. Yeah, cigarettes. Smoky room and stuff.
He doesn't smoke, though. He just drinks coffee.
Yeah.
Well, it was just sitting on his desk. Yeah, you know, it's a burning in the ashtray.
Yeah, exactly.
And the funny thing is he always had the hat, but he doesn't get the cape until later.
Yeah.
I think that the other interesting thing about the game is how it's a good showcase of what the Pokemon world can be like instead of just the battling games that some people critique the series for because it's just dogfighting. Well, this game exists to show you that Pokemon's more than just dogfighting.
So that's not what upsets them, not the fact that kids are sent off on their own,
upsets
the wilderness.
Break like,
that's
is always...
what I think when I see Pokemon. Like, oh man, that kid's like, what, 12?
Yeah,
where
we're
are
always...
his parents at? Wait, exactly. They sent him on his own? Wait, how's he going to eat?
Yeah.
They didn't give him any damn money either? What the fuck?
In the world of Pokemon, you're probably guaranteed to have a job by the time you're 20, before you're 20. Like, I think some kids don't even go to school. They just learn a skill somewhere, and then they can get to work.
Maybe they
it's
can...
not like it's not like Naruto where school is just ninja training.
Yeah.
Dungeon
like they have school, it's just Pokemon training. Like here's how you throw the ball.
Playing this guy who's clearly I don't know. It's hard to define his age, but I'm thinking he's like somewhere in the range of 17 to 19.
Yeah.
He's got a car. He doesn't go to school. so I guess because like. I guess school in the Pokemon world is like purely elective.
Yeah.
And like you only go to school for like the first couple of years of your life and you learn everything you really need to know. And if you really want to learn something else, you go to university after that.
Yeah.
If you want.
So what do you give?
It's not mandatory.
What do you give in Detective Pikachu? And I'll get caught up on.
I'm going to give it 8.5. I hope there's a sequel.
Right on. Dungeon was reaffirming that, yes, Geostorm was with Gerard Butler, who played a scientist, which I don't know what's harder to believe, Gerard Butler as a scientist or the weather dominator that was in that movie. That movie was god-awful.
Also, don't forget the Storm Heist movie that was awful.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
It's like Sharknado, but with Ocean's 11.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that one with Christian Slater? Was it Christian Slater, wasn't that? Hard Rain?
Like yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That's a terrible movie, too, man. Yeah. But I think Geostorm is on the level of Mortal Kombat Annihilation bad. Like, it was just bad. Like, bad.
Oh, movie. Yeah. Speaking of squirrels, you know that one of the Norwegian, like, gods is that? Is Ratatosk.
I have no idea.
That's a squirrel.
And I hate squirrels. Squirrels suck. Motherfuckers. Yeah,
wasn't Morgan Freeman the bad guy in that?
Yeah, I think he was. No, he was the good.
Oh, he was the good.
No,
he was
I think
good,
he, yeah.
bad guy or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean by good bad guy?
Yeah.
Not a super jerk, but still evil bad guy.
I can't remember. It's been
no,
so many
like
years.
He's with the bad guys, but he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a double agent.
Yeah.
Or he's just unlucky to be there.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to stay with them in the end, and then he'll help the good guys win type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he'll betray the bad guys.
I
don't remember the plot of that movie. I just remember it was bad.
Dungeon said that he was the one that got the only one left alive, and so he got all the money. He wasn't murderous. He was just thiefy. So,
okay. So, yeah. So, like, he was kind of the not as bad guy type thing.
Yeah, still a bad guy.
I mean, like, kind of like Lupin, maybe.
Yeah.
Only maybe Lupin's a little bit more noble.
Let me see if I can think of a comparison. Shit, I'm coming to
he's coming up with
blank.
Freak Five's talking about Dungeons and Dragons. I think with a flying brown squirrel or something. Fucking goddamn squirrels, man. I hate squirrels. Do you guys remember my squirrel stories from last year? I had my battles with squirrels. Maybe we'll have to revisit that soon, but we need to move on here. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Here, let me give you kind of a comparison. Basically, it'd be if you were like ran in a gang and everybody in the gang decide like that they're gonna just kill people, but you decide you're not going to.
Yeah, you're still bad because you're, armed robbery
You're
and
with
stuff.
those guys, but you refuse to be like a killer type.
All right. All right, Eric. Or I'm sorry, break your
My
stinko.
stinko goes to the death to the death of Judge Harold T. Stone.
Harry Anderson passed
One of
away.
my absolute favorite television shows of all time, even though the last, I think, couple seasons were fucked up. Like, really, who was writing that shit? Like, oh my God. Like, one of my favorite characters of all time was Dan Fielding. Like, he's the most misogynistic character there's ever been invented. Like, he's a chauvinistic pig, and that's like that was basically his role. But in the end, they had him like the one reenacting like the Phantom of the Opera and going weird stalkerish and stuff. It was just really weird. But anyways, Judge Harold T. Stone, the actor Harry Anderson, he was in the movie It as well. He also played Dave in, oh, what was that? Dave Barry show. I forget what that was. Oh, the
What?
nightclub. You're playing the Night Court Theme.
I
Yes.
am.
That's one of my all-time favorite shows. It really is. I mean, you can't beat characters like Bull Shannon. Like, he's an all-time great. It really is. But
Wasn't Harry?
Judge Stone, like, you had to love him. I mean, he was the dorky judge, you know. He was the guy who was way in over his head, but still managed to get it right in the end, you know.
Wasn't he also in the original It, if I
That's what I
didn't?
said, yeah.
Harry Anderson. Sad, but I mean, that's what
Yeah,
makes.
Dan Fielding was always trying to get into Marky Post pants. Yeah, like that was like
Whew,
the
Marky
third season,
Post.
I think, because what happened with early on with Night Court is they changed cast a lot in the first two seasons. They had different a couple a different lawyer, a different clerk. They had before Rosalind joined the cast, they had Selma and can't remember the other woman's name. Or was it Thelma, maybe? I don't remember, but two older ladies, and they both died in during the show. So they actually had two characters replaced because they died. Which was kind of weird. And then let me see, Marky Post joined and replaced the lawyer, and then what was that? What's Mac? Who played Mac? I love that guy. I can't think of his name though. Always wore those sweaters and sweater vest, you know. It was such a good show, and just it's sad for death of anyone. I've always said,
He was a
but
good character actor, Harry Anderson. He acted in Hollywood for years, and these little small roles that only a guy like him could do. But yeah, Night Court, man, it's great
that
show.
also kind of dashes my dreams. I was hoping, like, this recent trend we've had of bringing back television shows and kind of fixing the shitty endings, like what they have done with Roseanne. What basically they're like, yeah, that ending that didn't happen. No,
God, that
no.
ending was so bad. And I'm not
I
a big
know.
fan of that show, but the ending to Roseanne was
Yeah,
awful.
I was never like the biggest fan, but I tell you what, I really am enjoying the revival of it.
Even though
And I know
Roseanne.
people are like complaining, like, oh, those characters are kind of they're kind of racist and stuff. That's kind of the point. Like, you didn't watch the original series. Like, Dan was really like homophobic and such like that. Like, he had a hard time dealing with things. And Roseanne is a lot like that too. It's that's part of the that's part of those characters. So you're kind of missing the point. Like, the characters are kind of like the Archie Bunker type character. Like, we don't want you to we're not telling you to act like these characters. You can like these characters, or, well, in Archie Bunker's case, you were really supposed to hate him, but that's a different story. He was, I guess, he was a bad example because you're supposed
The
to
only
hate
thing
him.
I
But
hate is that Roseanne did a Hitler tweet, and that was awful. The shoot.
she did that a long time ago. It's weird that that just came back
I
all of a
know
sudden.
that it came back to haunt her, but I mean, they always
Yeah.
say don't.
It was just like,
Well,
well, I
she
mean,
still feels like that, but I think that's the point, though. It's like,
right, but I
yeah, she
mean,
really hasn't changed since then.
no, I mean, it's weird that it like suddenly, what was I gonna say? Like, it suddenly came back when, Fuck, I was going to say something, I forgot.
Yeah, it's all right. I need to get caught up on chat here. Dungeon says, Dan Fielding always tried to get into Marky Post pants. Marky yeah. Post was a hottie, man. Freak 5 says he has two Stinkos. One, he was playing a Necromancer on Diablo 3 hardcore mode, got him to level 70 with 70 Paragon levels. He died for the first and last time on Monday. That sucks. Says the second Stinko was yesterday. He was driving drunk. I mean, he was driving home from work, and he was in the far left lane on a one-way street. He's about to pass an Arby's, and the lady in the middle of the lane decided she wanted Arby's and turned left from the middle lane. So apparently you got in an accident? Damn, that sucks, man.
That oh, really shit, sucks. That does suck, man. Yeah. I hope everyone's – are you okay? I hope it doesn't cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Like we're going through with Mrs. Brakeman's second car accident.
Yeah. How's she doing, by the way, Brake?
She's still in going through the physical therapy yeah. type stuff. Yeah. But I mean, she's in a lot of pain still.
Yeah. It get a good lawyer and ride that lawyer all the way to some money, man. Hopefully, you know.
That's the problem. Is the person that did it doesn't have any money either.
Well, did they have insurance? Did they have insurance?
Well, we're still working on it. We'll find out. I mean, she does have insurance. Yeah.
Oh, then you're good. As long as there's insurance involved, you don't have to worry about what people have for money, man. You know. So, all right. Let's move on. Do you have anything else on that death of Harry Anderson break?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, your stinko.
My stinko is. Remember that Sega Mega Drive Mini that got announced last week when Sega had their Sega
yes,
Fest?
Yes. Yes.
It's being made by At Games.
What does that mean?
Anybody doesn't know, the Sega Genesis Flashback was made by At Games, and it was known to be notoriously horrible emulation of Sega games.
Bad. Bad. That sucks. Well, hopefully they learned their lesson.
They promised that they've gotten new tech, but since they've already had two Sega Flashbacks that were crap, I don't trust them.
Yeah. That sucks, man.
They have to really have taken the time to make this not shit. Yeah. To get my trust.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wait and see reviews before I pick one up. But hopefully, if it's good, it won't be super hard to fucking buy, like the Super NES and NES classics.
Yeah. Freak 5, you were also guilty of something. You were guilty of driving while black, so that's why you're at fault in your accident there.
How dare you?
I hate to break it to you.
Coming out of this house being a black person.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to.
You know better. Yeah,
you know better. What's wrong with you?
I need to address the whole bad driving situation. I did bad driving today. There was a bus ahead of me that stopped for whatever reason. They did pull over a little bit, but it didn't look like people were going to get out anytime soon. So I was wondering what the hell happened. Maybe they ran out of gas or something. So I waited for the opportunity to get in the next lane and then pass them and get back in the other lane.
Yeah.
And apparently I wasn't quick enough because the car behind me honked my horn.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the dreaded honking of the horn. Speaking of fucking driving nonsense, I got a ticket.
Route 20 is busy, so it's like... Yeah. I just misjudged, so I did bad driving.
Yeah. I got a ticket
I'm sorry. I've paid many of those. That's bullshit.
I got a ticket for driving while brown, basically, because the police officer said that I didn't stop at a stop sign.
Frank, I mean, I just told the black people they're not allowed to drive. What the hell?
Right.
Brown people aren't allowed to drive, too. Jesus. Right.
I guess I could have had another stinko. Did anybody want to talk about the whole Starbucks issue?
I'm going to get to that, Eric, in my stinkos right now. But first, I got a ticket for not stopping at a stop sign from a cop that was about two blocks away that had no way of knowing if I stopped or not. For one, so I'm going to fight this ticket. I'll
so
keep
what,
you guys...
did he have some guy spotting for him or something?
No. He was driving. I saw the guy. I saw the police officer. I looked left. I saw the police officer. So obviously I had time to stop. And he said that I just flew into traffic and didn't even stop and gave me a ticket. Guess how much that ticket costs? Is going to cost
$100.
Oh, I wished it was $100.
$140.
$165. $165 for not stopping, apparently. according to the officer. But I'm going to try to fight it. I have little chance because they never take your word over police officers. But my big hope is that he doesn't show up. So that's part of my stinko. I have a couple more.
I wonder how much he gets commission for, like, reporting stuff like that.
No commission, but I'm sure they have
or like the quotas. Facts, or whatever you call that for cops.
Quotas. My next stinko is Ashes vs. Evil Dead has been canceled by Stars, which
that is really ridiculous. Sucks.
That I was talking to Bridget about this. Like, Evil Dead, every time I watch Evil Dead, it's a pleasure, right? And you contrast...
Oh, my God, yes! Yes!
You contrast that with something like The Walking Dead, which has been dreadful to watch for the past couple of seasons, at least. And yet, that show gets renewed, but something like Ash vs. Evil Dead, which has been consistently good, there has not been...
That show is, you know, it's like dark and depressing. Yeah. Like, this show is so much more fun. It's fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, that is my one part of my stinkos. It got canceled, which makes zero sense. It makes zero sense. Why that show is good.
I mean,
and they were still, I mean, for a Starz show, they were still pulling in like 500,000 viewers. Like seriously, they weren't doing too bad. Like, I know the last couple of episodes were like in the 150,000 range, but you got to think it's fucking Starz.
It's a pay-per-view channel. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, That's some bullshit. I didn't know that.
I'm hoping that Netflix picks it up because it would probably dwarf the numbers that it got on Starz. I can almost assure you it would dwarf that. And they are. What's funny is Ash vs. Evil Dead is on Netflix. So maybe
that's how I watched it.
Maybe we'll get more seasons if Netflix decides to put out some money for it. So
the show's on Netflix now. I can actually watch it. Yay!
Yeah. You can watch the first two seasons right now.
That's what I told you when we talked about this the last time, which was what, a month ago.
Yeah. Weiland says at least they planned ahead for the cancellations.
Sorry.
And they
I had like a lot of review code to get through. Right?
There's no way we can remember what.
Kind of shovel that shit out of the way. That's not relevant.
Yeah.
I was just giving you grief because there's no way we could remember like the shit we talk about. I mean, just there's no way.
Yeah, how dare we remember anything? Like, I never remember anything anyway. So.
Well, that's because you got hot.
Yeah, exactly.
You're also ancient as dirt.
How dare you? How dare you? Just because I can remember parachuting army dudes in Cracker Jacks doesn't mean that you get free rein to call me old, you son of a bitch.
I thought you remember.
Frank probably remembers the parachute being standard in toy stores.
How dare you?
I thought Frank remembered when people first discovered they could eat peanuts.
How dare you, Brakeman? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
He was the one that discovered you could roast them. Like,
how dare you? How
Frank also taught people how to irrigate.
How dare you guys? How dare both of you? I was there when the first peanut tree sprouted. How about that? Sons of bitches.
Wait, you're actually being proud of it now?
How dare you? How dare you? No, I'm just getting in on the fun. I might as well, son of a bitches. How dare you? My third stinko is my co-host. No, just kidding. Rudy Giuliani is now on Trump's dream team of lawyers, apparently. So, yay, I guess.
I didn't know he was a lawyer.
Yeah, he was a lawyer before.
Politician. I mean, it's a good guess that they're a lawyer. Yeah. And, like, it's better than 60% of them are lawyers.
Yeah, and then my final stinko this week is the whole Starbucks debacle. So there were these two guys that were guilty of being black that sat in Starbucks. How dare they sit down in Starbucks?
Do I have to tell?
Yeah.
We have a service announcement for this. We need like G.I. Joe, like the after the show episode. Like,
yeah.
If you're black, you can't go out in public. Remember this.
Yes.
and knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. And don't drive.
knowing is how you won't get arrested or shot or anything else.
What is Freak 5 talking about in chat? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You how dare you?
Frank remembers when the first doll was made as a toy. How dare you? And he tried to fuck it.
How dare you? How dare you? You son of a bitch, Freak 5. And you too, Breakman, for laughing, you son of a bitch. Anyways, back to Starbucks. How dare you? You God damn it, man. Are you going for a record, Breakman? I don't think I've exiled you more than like two times in a show. You going for a record? all right, back to the Starbucks thing. For those who don't know, it's pretty big news story. These two black gentlemen... And I will call them gentlemen because they were doing nothing but sitting there being cordial and, by all accounts, not bothering anybody but the racist employees at Starbucks. They should start calling it Starbucks from now on. But they basically walked into that store at 4:23, and by 4:25, so 2 minutes... They had 2 minutes leeway before the racist employees at Starbucks decided to call the cops on them for, I guess, being black.
We just announced you're not allowed to go out in public if you're black. What more do we have to tell these black people? It's like, jeez.
Yeah. It was really weird because there was even a guy on there like, what are you doing? Why are you arresting these people? They were just sitting there. And I give that dude a lot of credit for standing up for those black dudes. But there's been a lot of fallout. Like the CEO of Starbucks, I think, has already met with these two guys. And for a little bit of backstory,
can I ask you real quick? Did the piece of shit get fired?
The manager got fired. I don't know if the employee that made the phone call got fired.
It was probably the manager that called or told them to do it.
No, I'm guessing the manager was the one that told the employee to call the police because they, quote, didn't buy anything. And if anybody knows anything about Starbucks, there have been so many times that I've seen in Starbucks people just sitting there on their fucking computers or their phones just using the Wi-Fi. That was kind of the thing that Starbucks was kind of after. You know, they kind of got rid of this whole loitering mentality, and they said they welcomed people into their stores. That was part of the allure of Starbucks. And these
– well. Frank, they welcome white people.
Right, right.
I'm trying to correct you on this. I'm trying to save some heartache.
Yeah, exactly. But basically, the long and skinny of it was these two guys were waiting for somebody to talk about a real estate deal. So these guys had some money. They weren't just like hoodlums that you know had pocket change. Which, by the way, what is wrong with that? You know, people just sitting there calmly, not bothering anybody else, just waiting for somebody at a store. I've done that several times at several different places. And this all goes to this thing that we've talked about on this show before, but it's called white privilege. And white privilege doesn't mean that you know, black people or brown people want anything more than white people or aren't afforded or are afforded. It just means equality. You know, it means people getting treatment that they wouldn't get treated otherwise, i.e. if those were two white people that walked into that Starbucks and sat down, does anybody here think that those guys would have had the police called on them? I'm going to raise my hand and say no. I don't know. What do you guys think? No? Nothing? Okay.
Sorry, I'm texting. I'm not texting. I'm talking in chat. I'm just reading chat. What's going on?
I'm just saying.
Dungeon Buster says, quote unquote, are you ready to order? And the response says, no, we're just waiting for a friend.
Yeah.
Which happens at every eatery.
Right. Right. But you're black.
I thought loitering had to do with standing outside.
Right. Standing outside. But that's what.
Well, I mean, there are people like. that'll go into places and they will stay in there for hours and hours. That can be called loitering. If you're in there not buying anything and you're just sticking around.
Hold on. I would even go that
but this
far,
isn't
but
even close to that. No. And even still, like I as somebody who ran a small business, I had people loiter, quote unquote, in my store for hours and hours. They'd just be in there
but they weren't playing
video games.
Yeah,
or
but
just
they weren't hurting anybody, right?
No, but I'm saying like technically speaking, they can consider that kind of loitering.
Yeah,
can't consider 2 minutes loitering.
You know what? If Starbucks wants to take this stance, which I know they don't because the CEO is out there on a, you know, damage control.
Freak just points out in chat, hey, you are lucky I'm lazy. Otherwise, I would go through all your episodes and create something with all the different racist comment Brakeman makes as jokes and make him sound like a racist.
That would be pretty funny, man. That would be. But
now I'm going to be really paranoid about that. God damn it.
But here's the thing.
Somebody like is going to hear our show and not know, like we're just being sarcastic, you know?
Right.
Just,
right.
Oh, my life is going to be ruined now.
Yeah, we're going to. He's just like in it to ruin your life. He's one of those like super fans that like takes everything out of context and makes these videos and audio clips. That would be awful, man.
My life is over.
Yeah, exactly. But no, here's the point. Like it's not it like. They're the very definition of loitering. Starbucks might as well change their name to Loitering Central. That's what people do at Starbucks. They go there to use the free fucking Wi-Fi. I mean, and the idea was actually a really innovative, good idea because it's like, yeah, come on in, use our Wi-Fi, and most likely you're going to buy something. If you don't, oh well, but you know you can come here. It's a safe haven. You know, it's a very chill atmosphere where you can get pretty decent coffee, even though it's a little overpriced. But
I've never been a fan of coffee. I'm one of those people that loves the smell but hates the taste.
I like coffee, and I like Starbucks, okay. You know, I've had it a few times. I think it's a little overpriced. But
I usually get the Frappuccinos there because I'm not a gigantic coffee person myself.
Yeah. But at least it's a place where you can go to where, you know, you don't have to be bothered with bullshit like this unless you're black, apparently. You know, it's like, come on, man. I mean, just get real. I do like Freak 5 says he likes the response that Starbucks gave. And basically, I don't Freak 5 because I think it's a little, too late type thing. It's like reactionary instead of being proactive with things.
But you can't control like the reaction of somebody. Like you don't know somebody's racist when you hire. Like you can't.
I disagree. I disagree.
A lot of times, like a lot of big,
pretty sure you can go through profiling,
hide it. I mean, you can. It isn't like it's not like skin color. You know, it's not written on somebody's face.
No, but
you know what I mean. Like it's not. You don't walk into a store and say, "Hey, that guy's a racist."
But hold on.
You know, whereas somebody walks into a store and is like, "Okay, he has darker skin."
I can almost assure you that Starbucks policy is not to be that way. In their guide, I haven't read their like employee guide or whatever, but I'm pretty sure
because regardless if they're racist or not, they should know not to act like that while
on
the job.
I've worked with plenty of racist people that have acted properly on the job and have improperly on their breaks or when they're away from work be douchebags. You know, whether it be YouTube or Facebook or whatever. You know, I can think of a lot of Trump supporters, you know, for that type of shit. But I'm pretty sure in their employee handbook, there is sensitivity training inside that's built in when you go working at places. I can think of, you know, 3-4 places that I've worked that have been very, you know, very, very up to date with their standards. I'm guessing about the only one that doesn't do that maybe Chick-fil-A, you know, because their, you know, owners are ridiculously racist and homophobic and other things. But a lot of modern day companies and I do believe that Starbucks is one of the very few companies to have a super diverse CEO team. So – you know, like executive team. So the point being is, like, those employees should have known better. You know, like I do like the fact that they are closing down. Like, I think the last thing was 8,000 stores are closing down for an afternoon in May for what they deem as racial bias training. And I think that they should do that. This is a good precedent, but I think more companies should do that as people are going in. So if you are one of these racist people that have these kind of feelings for others, you kind of get the hint that if you try that bullshit here, you're going to get fired. And I am glad that the manager got fired. I think that's appropriate. I also think it's appropriate for Starbucks to pay whatever that deal, that real estate deal that those gentlemen were trying to figure out while they were waiting for their, you know, other party to arrive. I think Starbucks should pick up that tab too and maybe offer free coffee for life, something like that. That might be maybe going a little bit overboard, but proving that, you know, they do care about what happens in their store. And Frink Five makes a good point too. He said that the CEO took responsibility. So I agree with that. It was a good start, I'd say.
Hey, Frink Five says Trump could learn a lesson. No, Trump doesn't learn lessons. That's why
I was going to say Trump learns.
Yeah,
like Trump learned anything. Those two words don't go together.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to some more happier topics. Eric, I don't see that you have a Sweeto this week.
Yeah, I deleted it because it might actually be a rumor. So maybe I'll wait for like updates.
Okay. Breakman, do you have a Sweeto?
Not actually, no. I really don't. I guess I've seen a lot of good like superhero like television and such like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. In chat, Freak mentioned the season finale of Black Lightning was pretty awesome. I agree.
I need to watch that show. I'm so behind on TV shows when it comes to superheroes.
I agree. I think you would really like it, especially because it deals a lot, like we were talking about, racial issues and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it really goes right into it. It doesn't shade away from it.
I like that.
Which a lot of shows do.
Yeah. Luke Cage is another good example of that. You know. It's a good show. It's on my list. I definitely want to watch it. It's got really good reviews too. So yeah.
I'm about halfway through Jessica Jones and finished watching that. Let me see. I talked about I saw Thor.
That was
good.
Ragnarok.
Watched Thor Ragnarok. That was really good.
Did you watch this last week?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm saying, like, in the last, you know, couple weeks, I've been watching a lot of superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Flash is back, Arrow is back, they've been on, like, hiatuses, those have been pretty good. Jay and Silent Bob made a cameo in Flash last week, that was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
You always gotta love Jay and Silent Bob.
That's weird for a Flash show, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Silent Bob, Kevin Smith is directed a couple episodes of. I know he's directed at least one episode of Flash.
Yeah.
So
I mean, were they them as it. Themselves or so? Is that okay? If they were, then yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Silent Bob didn't say anything, but Jay didn't act like Jay.
It was just Muse and Smith then.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah. I mean, they weren't dressed like Jay and Silent Bob or anything like that.
Dungeon says Westworld season 2 starts this Sunday. Robot masters for everyone. Yeah, man, Westworld's really good. I've been waiting for that.
Well, is this Mega Man or something? Robot.
Yeah, exactly. Freak Five says.
And then we got. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You were gonna say Freak Five said what?
Oh, sweet.
Mega Man Legacy collections and the X collections are all out and sorted.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make a trip to Cincy so me and Bray can play Mega Man games.
Yeah. Freak Five says Sweeto is this weekend. It's the weekend. He says I might be getting moved from regular time to full time soon. So that's good. That's really cool.
I don't know about that because I have a feeling you're a lot better than me and I'd be embarrassed.
That'll be fun.
I was gonna say, like, so
maybe we could like do YouTube LPs of it or a stream.
What were you gonna say, Blake?
No, like I'd still be on Mega Man 1. You'd be on like Mega Man 4. Like, goddamn, what are you doing, dude?
Man, Eric can kill
the
games,
fucking
man.
Yellow That's goddamn fun. Asshole.
Yeah. Use the pause trick.
All right, Blake. What were you gonna say?
But anyways, I was gonna say, so next week we got Infinity War coming up.
Oh, and, speaking of that.
But, you know, before I see Infinity War, I still have to see Black Panther.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh,
Black
wait
Panther's
a minute,
so good.
I did.
Oh, you saw it! Yes! What'd you think, man?
You don't got a review?
Awesome.
Yeah. No
well,
review?
I mean, it was good. Like, I saw, of all the superhero, I've seen so much superhero stuff, it's just, it's hard to rate anything anymore. It's just been kind of overwhelming. It's
yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is kind of shit you dreamed about as a kid. Like, yep. Oh, man, why yep. don't they make this? Why do we have Little House on the fucking Prairie?
Dude, I'm one of
Where's Captain America? Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm one of the few people that used to read Black Panther back in the day. I really like Black Panther, the comic book. And to see that movie as spectacular as it was and to do as well as it did is very heartening. Like
I thought it was solid. Like is how I feel about it. It was a really
like
solid
a James Bond sequence in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. I liked that movie quite a bit. And the stingers were pretty good on that movie.
I really liked Killmonger. Like he was just a fantastic villain.
Great
like,
villain.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Great villain.
Like that's what you need really to be a great movie is a good villain.
Yeah. It's hard to hear what he was saying half the time though. He was a little too soft.
I didn't have that problem.
I was going to say, I didn't have a problem.
Yeah. Speaking of heroes.
He is where I was sitting in the theater. Maybe it was the theater I saw it in.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know like it was still going to be like selling out. I got there I bought tickets at the theater.
Yeah.
Had to sit right up front. So, I mean, I didn't miss anything.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Speaking of Infinity War, there's this, I don't know if they're doing this where you guys are, but they're like Thursday, they're doing these special showings where you can get like, a 3D ticket, a large popcorn and a commemorative coin, for $20.
Typically a theater that's in Ashapula, which is the town over where I typically see the films because it's closest, used to be just like, I don't know if you've heard of Cinema World Break. I think it used to be called Carmike, like the collection of theaters. But they got bought by AMC. Now it's an AMC, so I don't think they do anything super like that.
Well, here I bought a ticket to see it, and I'm gonna see it a day before. We're gonna do. I know Eric usually see the movie the day of that we do Grinders, so. I don't know about you, Brake. Are you going to see it opening weekend?
I definitely see it on Thursday.
I've already bought my ticket. I'm going to see it Friday. Well, it's a movie theater. You can reserve your seat and everything. Yeah. So I've already done that.
All right. So
I really love that ability. Like you can choose what your seat is. Yeah. Oh,
question is,
hold on, Eric.
Should I take Friday off instead?
I'll
see it on Thursday.
I'm going to see it on Thursday.
I want to kind of take how late to tackle that movie.
Yeah. How late are you seeing it?
I'm going to see it at 3:15 in the afternoon. So I'm wondering, because I know this is going to be a long movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's going to. I'm pretty sure I'll be home.
Yeah.
Before the show starts, but just in case, if I'm late, it's because I'm watching Infinity Wars.
Yeah. We're going to do reviews, obviously. So if you're here, break in time, we'll do a review, an all encompassing review, but I want absolutely zero spoilers because I want as many people possible to see this movie.
The thing happened and the thing in the thing.
Yep, the thing happened and that's going to be our review.
Maybe we should do two shows then. Do one show where we don't do spoilers and do another where we do total spoilers because I really want to go into it.
Well, maybe we'll do a disclaimer and then go into it. But
Like the first half of the show, like we talk about it and stuff like that, but we don't go into it. But then we give a warning like, okay, so now we're going to go into spoilers.
I've been telling people this for a long time, even before the Marvel Universe was ever even conceived as far as like in film. Like,
Frank's so old he gets Stan Lee the idea.
How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you, man?
Nice shot. That was...
How dare you, Eric? You're itching for a record too, man.
Frank's a fan of us. That's why he loves Thanos honestly, so much.
Honestly, Thanos Quest and Infinity Gauntlet were my favorite comic book arcs of all time. So I always thought that it would make for an awesome series or movie. And so this is the culmination of that, and I can't wait, man. There's going to be a show next week. Freak Five's asking if there'll be a show. There definitely is going to be a show next week, and we will be talking about Infinity War. So, yeah, I love Thanos.
The name of this episode, Frank's Thanos, baby. Yeah.
Thanos is
so. Do you want to take guesses on who's going to die?
Iron Man. There's no question Iron Man's going to get it.
Vision's probably going to die.
Vision, for sure.
I think Vision. Yeah. I think Vision. I disagree with Iron Man.
They're
going to
take that jewel, and he's going to die because he needs it.
Iron Man's going to get it, man.
I think Captain America is about 100%.
No.
I think Captain America is going to die. Because they've been talking about an Iron Man 4 movie. There's been no
Captain America.
Yeah. There's been no talk about another Captain America movie.
Yeah. Dungeon is wondering the same thing I am. How much the movie will pull from the Infinity Gauntlet arc. I think about half, Dungeon, because there's if you remember from that arc, there's other superheroes involved, like the X-Men and Fantastic Four was a huge part. Adam Warlock was a big part of that whole
story. In the original, didn't the Fantastic Four sacrifice themselves?
Yeah, I believe they.
Okay,
well,
so there's definitely going to be some sacrifices.
Yeah,
but because they don't have that one, we're going to probably see not just like Captain America and Iron Man.
I think Iron Man's on the block, man. Thor and Iron Man.
Doctor Strange will live because he's super powerful.
Yeah, I thought Thor at first, but with the success of Ragnarok, I don't see how they get rid of Thor. But I do see them getting rid of
Thor. Will lose an arm and he'll get a cyber arm.
That's what you call it. That's Ragnarok. The guy that looks like Thor has he's a cybernetic Thor.
There's a character called Ragnarok.
Yes,
Thor is gonna be the new Cable.
Yeah, exactly.
Since they don't have Cable. By the way, I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah,
they don't have Cable yet. I mean, after Deadpool, they're probably gonna pull it into the Disney universe.
I hope.
At some point.
I hope that'll be great.
I think after they get done with the third phase of the superhero franchises, after the fourth Avengers movie, I think there's only a couple more things planned. I think they're gonna do a reboot after that. Where they can finally, because they basically can finally bring in like the X-Men franchises Fantastic Four and everything else.
Yeah, I hope so because the Fantastic Four I always thought would work super well in this universe.
I got a question.
I want to know who the Garlic Witch is.
Yeah. I was going to say, Bridget says, I hope the Garlic Witch doesn't die. She's referring to the Scarlet Witch. I don't know if you guys
remember. Does Sony have, like, Spider-Man everything or just certain Spider-Mans?
They have all the movie rights and the gaming rights to Spider-Man. They do not own any of the comic book rights. And they made a really good deal with Marvel to use that character. So I'm wondering if maybe Universal will play ball and let Marvel take over Hulk movies and do standalone Hulk movies. I think that would be really cool, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm really irritated that we haven't like had any Hulk what's his name movie Edward what was his name again?
Planet Hulk movie, you mean?
No,
we mean like a standalone Hulk movie. Yeah. Like they haven't done one since they did the I can't remember his name. Edward Norton.
Yeah.
That guy. Ever since he did it, and like obviously he's not who's been doing the Hulk.
Yeah. And I think Ruffalo could hold a movie on his own. He's a great actor, so you know, whatever. Let's see. So if I'm making bets, my bet's on Iron Man 100%.
The Garlic Witch and Shit Silver.
No, Dickie Barnes was the other one that she said instead of Bucky. She called him Dickie Barnes. Dickie Barnes. Yeah, exactly.
Captain America.
Yeah. So my bet is on Iron Man. I know that's kind of a dark horse character. to die, but yeah, there's no way they're killing off Black Panther with the success of that movie. So
I was gonna say, yeah, like we know for a fact that's not gonna happen. We know that we know for a fact Ant-Man and Wasp can't die because like they have a movie coming out in a few months.
Yep,
that's kind of dumb how it's like Ant-Man and the Wasp is like, no, it should be the Wasp or the Ant-Man.
I think Nebula is gonna get it too, but we'll see. Nebula and it says
Nebula died probably trying to fight Thanos for
Wyland says you have a better chance of hitting the lottery 5 times than Universal playing ball. Actually, there's been rumblings that they are willing to give up Hulk, Wyland. So, you know, I don't know. It would take a shitload of money, I think, and you know, stuff like that. But I think they can work out something very similar to what Sony did. It way less money because Spider-Man's a cash cow, but I think they could work something out if the money's right.
Yeah, like you can't introduce Spider-Man, like you can't kill him off yet. No, so he's another one. Like he's not going to die.
Yeah, well, and plus Sony. You know,
what's
owns
anybody that think of the Venom movie coming out in November?
From what I've been reading about it, I'm not excited.
I have mixed feelings about that. It could be good, but especially if they go rated R, which I heard. I don't know if it's going to be a rated R movie.
And the preview kind of insinuated to be more of an adult type thing, but from what I was reading, there's going to be very little, if any, Venom in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's going to be mostly like Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
it's going to be like about how he became Venom rather than him being Venom.
Yeah, it's going to be an origin movie for sure. There's no question about
that. Which is all right, but we're there for Venom, not Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
And Tom Hardy is a great actor. Nothing against him. Wyland says Universal is the reason Ash versus Evil Dead had to tiptoe around Army of Darkness references. I know they kind of were protected.
Yeah,
but
it took them till like the last couple episodes of the second season to even acknowledge it. There was one scene I think early in the second season where they showed the first couple of seconds of Army of Darkness where he's falling out of the sky and a car is falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
But they didn't even acknowledge it until I think the second to last episode. He's like, I went back in time before. We'll just do it like that.
Yeah, I know. Universal is I understand their reasoning because they want to protect what's theirs. But to be honest, Hulk is a property that's been languishing in their care for a very long time. Like, and they don't have any plans to do anything with Hulk. So why not just do the same deal?
Their care has been lackluster. I mean, look what happened with Star Trek. Like they had a great reboot of the franchise, and they kind of just get away.
Real
know?
Quickly, my other sweeto is watching people on YouTube eating Carolina Reaper peppers. I think that's
Reaper peppers like worse than ghost peppers?
Yes, they are the hottest pepper on Earth at the moment. There's
they, like,
rumors.
Just make them because the last time I asked about ghost peppers, you said.
Oh, you're right. That him falling through the sky. That was the last image of Evil Dead 2, not Army of Darkness. You're right, but he does mention, and I think it is the second to last episode, he went back in time to medieval times.
Yeah,
he does say that.
Yeah. Carolina Reaper peppers are like, I think they're 2 million on the Scoville unit. And watching people eat those things has been a joy that I can tell you.
Damage does that do to your mouth?
It doesn't do any damage. It just is super, super stingy. Hot, and it's stingy, and your eyes water, and you better not touch your eyes if you touch that pepper. Cause
what kind of pepper is it?
It's called a Carolina Reaper pepper. You guys
like
check
I heard somebody.
I feel like they're engineering.
Is that what you're talking about?
Peppers now.
They are engineering.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
That's the point. They're trying to make them as hot as possible, and they're idiots that. They think, like, well, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to eat this one that's hot as possible.
Do they plan on, like, making them hotter so they can use them for weapons or something?
No, but there is some thought to weaponizing those peppers. I've seen stuff on that. You can do a lot of reading. We don't have a lot of time here. I want to get to
Those peppers are meant to be spices. They're not meant to be eaten like whole peppers.
Yeah,
they're
meant to
be grinded up and then add it into.
Yeah, you add like a little piece of pepper to your soup or something, you know, to make it kind of spicy and stuff. But real quickly, since it's 420.
And for people that don't know, the hotter parts of the seeds, too.
Yeah.
If you eat a seed, it's like.
Yeah. Well, the vein.
I wonder what's hotter, wasabi? Or this stuff.
I say the seeds are the hottest part because, like, you start out the way you're eating them. You're not eating the seeds until the last part of the pepper, so you don't even get to the hottest part of the pepper until the end.
Yeah, yeah. Real quickly, we got a really quick free for all since it's 4:20 today, and we're recording on 4:20. Chuck Schumer said something interesting. He's going to try to introduce. Well, he is going to introduce. Some legislations that basically makes marijuana legal federally. And my quick question to you guys is, do you agree with that? Or do you think it's time, or do you think we should wait longer? And I'll start with you, Breakman.
Only do it if it benefits everybody, not just white people.
Mm. Okay, Breakman.
Yeah, Breakman. Breakman.
So, say that again. Like,
my question is,
I heard your name was Future Man.
Yeah. My question to you guys is, yes or no, should it be legalized federally? And secondly, is the timing right? Should we do this now, or should we wait even longer than what we've been waiting? Breakman.
We've talked many times about the war on drugs, and it's ridiculous. It's caused more destruction and death than it's caused, than it's saved lives.
Yeah,
the whole point was saving lives.
Yep.
And I've said many times, like, legalize and regulate is the best way to take it to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, in a hardcore narcotic, like heroin or something. Mm-hmm. Making it illegal means that people that are on it don't get the help they need to get off of it, for one thing, or the help they need in general for anything. And they've another thing is marijuana has been shown to be medically good.
Yes, that's a good point. That's a good point. There's a lot of studies.
There are medical purposes for it. We've learned a lot of things that we haven't because the government has said no.
Yeah. I think you bring up a good point there with the medical aspect of it. And there's a lot of promising research. There's a major study out there. I can't remember offhand who did it. But do you remember, Brake, when the drug war first started?
No, I wasn't born yet because that started before – I think Ford was the first one who started it. President Ford was the first one who started it.
Under Nixon,
it was it was ramped up.
Yep. And then it was ramped up even further by Reagan and Nancy Reagan with her DARE program and stuff like that. The big thing
and then the Clintons did it again. Every time we think it was starting to go back another way, we get guys coming in and let's do this.
Yeah. The major point that I wanted to make was back in the day, the big thing about it was that marijuana was a gateway drug. But the studies that I was referring to say the opposite, that it can actually help people get off of opiates. The biggest profile person I can think of that pointed to this was Lamar Odom. I don't know if you guys know who Lamar Odom is. He was a basketball player. He was married to Khloe Kardashian for a time, and they divorced because he had a drug habit. He was on cocaine and methamphetamines and some other things. But
he's lucky to be alive.
He's very lucky to be alive, but he says he attributes some
for,
of that.
Right, for people who don't know, he OD'd. Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, and he is a very shining example of what it took to get off of opiates. And he said marijuana was a big big part of it, and there are studies to back that claim. So in my view, obviously you guys know here in Colorado it's legal, so it should be legal for everybody. You know, you shouldn't have to worry about going out into your state if it's in a state where it's not legalized and being able to use it as medicinal, or you shouldn't have to even worry about it being a recreational drug. You know, alcohol is legal in almost every state, I think. I think there's only certain states that the blue laws exist. But
well, yeah, there's definitely blue laws, and I think those are it's not – it's like Sunday laws and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's counties, but I don't think there's a state where it's illegal.
Yeah, I don't.
But there are definitely dry counties.
Right. There's dry counties and jurisdictions and whatnot. But alcohol is much more destructive than marijuana, and it's been proven time and time again. I don't care which study you point to, but it's way more destructive than marijuana.
As somebody who loves it, I can't disagree.
Yeah. And
I mean, but like I've said before, the reason I don't drink hard liquor is because I don't like how I don't like myself when I'm drunk on like hard liquor. Yeah. I think I get too emotional and too angry and stuff like that. And I don't know. Maybe it's because it gets you drunk quicker or whatever it is, but I mean, I drink beer because I don't know. I don't have that reaction.
I will say that if it gets legalized, though, April 20th, won't be special anymore. But that'll be okay since we can smoke weed every day without any repercussions.
Yeah, but there still will be significant.
There are other. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. It's like you don't want to smoke anything. And that's one of the things about making it illegal is people who, you know, it's – you can't buy like the gummies or the whatevers in California that are legal that are, I mean, if you live in Ohio, you can't buy those things because they're not legal here. Yeah. So you have to smoke it. Yeah. Smoking's not good for you.
Smoking isn't so good for you.
That's
but
another thing that another reason why
make it legal. Like, so it's you can get it make other it forms. Legal.
Yeah. I don't think it's nearly as bad as, smoking tobacco,
cigarettes, right? Well, a lot of the problem with like the cigarettes and stuff isn't just tobacco.
Yeah,
it isn't just tobacco. It's like other carcinogens and tars and shit like that.
Carcinogens, exactly. And that's the thing about marijuana. There's been plenty of studies to suggest that people don't smoke nearly as much as much marijuana as they would tobacco, because tobacco is very addictive. Like, the nicotine is super addictive, and there's nothing in the chemical makeup of weed that makes it addictive. You can get addicted, but that's more of a mental state than a physical state. Like, your body doesn't like crave
you can become physically addicted to anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You're mentally addicted to anything.
Yeah.
Right. But to say it's like a gateway drug, like, no. Like, the gateway drug is like, say, depression.
Yeah.
When you're looking for a just whatever's going to make your life worse, you're looking for, you know, you just want your life to end, and you just want to look for worse and worse things for your body.
Yeah.
As you said, a way out.
Yeah,
for sure. Or something like alcohol can be. Wait a minute. Let me see. How many people drink alcohol? Do heroin? Nope. Never mind.
It's crazy the way people think about marijuana, and it there's a big time racial component to it too. Like that was the whole reason for the drug wars, to keep black and brown people in the gutter, pretty much. I mean, if you listen to, have you ever listened to those Nixon tapes where he refers to black people as the N-word? And, you know, he doesn't have very many kind words to say in general about people who do marijuana and stuff. But, you know.
Hell, we had one president announce that, what's the name of that damn movie? I can't remember that really, really racist movie. Like, he announced it was the greatest movie ever made.
Oh, the
Birth of Nations.
Birth of a Nation. Yeah, that was an awful movie.
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah. All right. Like,
the most blatantly racist thing ever recorded ever.
Exactly, and it was like a long ass movie too, from what I remember. I didn't see the whole thing.
And the president at the time declared the greatest piece of celluloid ever, or whatever he said. I can't remember what it was.
That's about all we got. Send us your comments to Breakman at RP Grinders, and you know, your comments on anything we discuss on the show, gaming or otherwise related, and we'll make sure and give you a shout out on the next show for sure. They're talking in chat about Fear of the Walking Dead. I stopped watching Fear of the Walking Dead after the first season. I think it was just unwatchable. Just like how
We're talking about that in chat, how and I agree, the first episode of Fear of Walking Dead this season was the best episode ever.
Yeah, I haven't. Fear of Walking Dead.
Like this, it was basically Morgan and he and the couple of new people he met along the way. And it was just like, yes, this is what we wanted from the show, not the Madison and her brood or whatever. Like, I like a couple of those characters, but for the most part, like, she is just, make her a villain, because she is, I can't take her. Like, that's the only way, like, I could stand her, is if you made her a villain. That's what I thought originally their plan was for her. But they keep making her, they keep wanting her to be the hero, and she's just everybody I talk to doesn't like her. I don't know anybody who likes her.
It just wasn't a good show. Maybe I'll go back to it and hopefully it'll be decent.
Well, it's this episode was Morgan and from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He meets a new character who's called the Gunslinger for now. And he meets a couple new characters, and we don't see the original cast until I think the last minute or something. So that's what makes it really such a good show. And Morgan, I mean, Morgan, not, I'm trying to think of the actor. He's really
Lenny
good.
James. Lenny James.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's definitely good. No question. I've liked Morgan since first season of the first Walking Dead. You know, I'm glad he's getting his time to shine now, but maybe too little too late on that.
I think he might be turning that into a good show.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, that's about all we got this week, guys. Let's see. Breakman, plugs, please.
Hey, you can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break_Man on Twitter.
All right. Eric, your plugs.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and there are sites I've written reviews for, like totallygn.com, bossbasherbrigade.com, bognetwork.com, and osgamers.com. And then there's my YouTube channel, FunnyETMan.
Yeah, and support Eric on his Patreon, too. Look up Eric Kelly on Patreon. I put the link in some of the descriptions of the show, so you can find the link there. And throw him a buck or two. He's a good reviewer. He does really good in-depth analysis of a lot of JRPGs and visual novels and other fun things, or maybe not so fun things. But you know, Eric's a good reviewer. What were you going to say, Brady?
Anybody else watch Into the Badlands?
I have not watched Badlands, but that's on my radar. I want
to. I really enjoy that. Like, this is just a hardcore martial arts like television show that we. I don't think we've ever had a show like that, really.
I don't think we ever had either. It looks interesting. I'm down to watch a season or two of that sometime. But I have so many superhero shows that I got to get caught up on. But
yeah, I gotta keep watching Jessica Jones, which is very good so far.
Yeah, I haven't seen second season, but the first season was great. So. All right. I don't have very many plugs. You can find me on the consoles, RP Grinders, capital RPG. My Twitter is at Frank Branches if you want to talk to me directly. And that's about it. That's all I got. Anything else, guys?
Oh, yeah. Were you going to play that clip of the SakuraCon 2009?
Probably not this week, Eric. Give me a clip. I'll play it next week, dude. Right. Anything else, Eric?
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
All right. Have a good weekend this weekend, guys. Be safe out there on a 420.
Don't
weekend.
Drive after you get stoned.
Yeah. Don't drive at all when you're stoned. How about that?
Oh, and Freak agrees. Into the Badlands is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay safe this week.
And he also says
God of War, God of War is out and Yakuza 6 is out. You can pick one, play them. I heard both of them are good, but I didn't have to buy Yakuza, so I just bought God of War.
Good.
You can also find Frank picking crumbs out of his belly button because he has the munchies and ate everything in the house.
How dare you?
I can't
you.
Tell you which to get over the other, though, if you had to choose.
How dare you, Brakeman? How dare you? Stay safe this week.
You were going to exile me.
Yeah.
But then you get high.
Exiled.
Then you got high.
But then I got high. Yeah, exactly. All right. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. Hope to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.
Also, if you're high, don't shoot the food.
Yeah, don't shoot the food.
Madness.